We all want to belong. Sam Collier has written a book called A Greater Story, and we're going to just talk about him and his life and something that we can all relate to, those feelings that sometimes God has kind of left us. We feel maybe rejected by him by things we've done. So let's dive in. Sam Collier, good morning.
Excited to be here.
Your book is called A Greater Story. So why is it called that? Because, I mean, you know, we have the Bible. That's a great story. So what is a greater story? Why is it your story in the form of a book? What is the backstory here?
Yeah, you know, I think you have the idea of a greater story, and then obviously the greatest story ever told, which is Jesus, and which is the gospel. And I think a greater story is a subsidiary of the greatest story. That just simply means that we are all a part of God's story. And within that, our story becomes greater when we allow for it to connect to his story. Because, you know, when we talk about this idea of free will, it just simply means that we can choose to not participate in his story. But if we do decide to participate, which he gives us the decision, it leads to something greater. And so we decided to write this book and this concept to help people connect to the greater story that God has available for us all.
Okay. Well, start off with your story, you and your twin sister. What happened to you guys when you were just little?
Yeah, man, you know, when we were, I guess 2 months, I mean, really, I mean, from birth, my mother was 21 when she had us. She had 3 kids already. That makes 5 kids, age 21, me and my twin sister. And we were born into extreme poverty. Our father had left the picture because he was addicted to substances and all types of drugs. We actually lost my biological father 3 months ago from COVID-19 in New York City, in the hotbed when it was a hotbed of COVID. And he actually had diabetes, was in the hospital, left the hospital to go get drugs, ended up contracting COVID-19, went back to the hospital, and passed away 3 months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And yeah, no, thank you, man. I tell you that part of the story to let you know how long substance abuse has been a part of his life. And so he left the picture when my mother was 21, when she had us, and she's faced with a decision. Do I raise these 2 kids in poverty like I've raised the 3, or do I give them up for adoption? And that's what she does. She gives us up for adoption. We get adopted by a lovely Christian couple who had just given their life to Christ, but their life wasn't lovely. Even more than a year prior to that, they had just given their life to Christ. My dad was 50, my adopted dad, he was 50 when he adopted us, and this was his 3rd marriage, my mother's 2nd marriage, so this was their opportunity to do it right. They raised us down on Auburn Avenue and all types of things. But I think a big detail of part of this story that I have to mention is that when they came to adopt us, the lady who was running the adoption agency said, you don't want to adopt them because where they come from, they're probably not going to be much. And my parents took a moment that raised us, and they prayed. They asked God what he would have them to do. And he said, these are your kids. They will be fine. And they took us home. My sister got all A's from kindergarten up to 12th grade, became an industrial engineer, Spelman and Georgia Tech graduate. And, you know, I'm here with you, Todd. So things that have worked out.
Man. That is an amazing story. Like, you know, some people would say, you know what, you had this, everything was stacked against you. Like none of the opportunities were there, it seems. But, and you might even have felt like God abandoned you. How did they bring you up in that faith? How did they nurture you into that understanding that God, you know, had you in his mind and that you were special to him?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My father that adopted us, raised us, he grew up in, I guess what you could say, was poverty. He grew up in the South, Pike County, Georgia. I always say chickens, cows, and rutabagas. they didn't have much capital at all. And so, you know, he didn't go to college. He pulled himself up, if you will, by his bootstraps and went to the Army, got out of the Army, and ended up, you know, becoming a barber. And just built a life as an entrepreneur. But I say all that to say that he is someone who understands what it means to be dealt a difficult hand, and to overcome in spite of the hand that you've been dealt. So he always taught us that it's not about the hand you've been dealt, it's about how you play it.
Hmm. So people grabbing a copy of your book, A Greater Story, what do you want them to walk away with? Like they put the book down and say, man, I know Sam a lot better now, and I feel like, bang, what do you want them to walk away with?
I would say I know Sam a lot better now, and I feel like I am not a victim of my circumstances. I feel like I can achieve with the power of Christ, that I don't have to accept what's in front of me, but that through God, a new reality can be created, because that's who God is.
I love it. Sam Collier, the author of A Greater Story. Get to know him. Grab a copy of the book. Sam Collier has been our guest this morning. Thanks, Sam.
You the man.